The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to A GPS for Your Finances. We are your hosts, Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney, and Mahoney Asset Management. We're every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHD. And we have questions and answers during the week that probably questions you have also. And we're going to answer them, the father and son dual team right here. We call it kind of Mahoney's mailbag. And welcome to the show. Nice and early, Mr. Connor Mahoney.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We were just speaking to our pal Joe from Cortland Manor. Wanted to give him a shout out. We know he is up early listening on this Sunday. Just want to say, hey, Joe, great guy, so friendly, and a huge Yankees fan at that.
Yes, all of our clients are Yankee fans. We make friends with very easily. It doesn't mean we don't make friends with Met fans and so forth. But yeah, no, we think as our clients as family or friends, and Joe's definitely one of them. And ooh, let's not even talk about the Yankees. I mean, can we just switch that topic?
Skip that.
I mean, doesn't $300 million buy you a winning team? Well, that's another story. So anyway, you know, during the course of the week, we get so many questions that come in through administrative, that come in through investment, come to markets. It's been such a busy week here. You know, they talk about the dog days of summer. Meanwhile, we've had a lot of activity, a lot of government reports. We had the Federal Reserve talk about, you know, rates and so forth. A lot of things going on. And then again, we get these questions, most of them posed on MahoneyGPS.com. We go around to staff members, say, hey, any good questions we could present? And let's get right into our questions and answers, Connor. So, and by the way, I don't rehearse this. These are questions I have not heard. And so let's begin.
Yep. Okay. So the first question, it's a good one. I don't think we've talked about this in a while. Is life insurance a necessary part of a financial plan?
I think so, for sure, especially the younger they are. Now, again, when we get older, we may be self-insured. We may have enough assets to cover each other. We may have pensions to cover the spouse. And life insurance, probably need less of that in those ages. And at that point, maybe need long-term care. That's a whole nother story. But for those young couples, you know, 2.2 kids, a picket fence, kids have not gone to college yet, big mortgage, you need a lot of insurance, God forbid. So, and also you could blend it between whole life and term and so forth. But it's a very good question because it depends on where you are in your life cycle. I said, younger than you are and you haven't built up a lot of assets yet. You have 2.2 kids running around, so to speak, and the college is not yet paid for and the mortgage is not paid for. Yes, you want as much life insurance. By the way, you can get life insurance through most companies nowadays. On the other side, though, you're in your 60s and 70s. The insurance premiums are very high for life insurance. You're kind of self-insured. If anything happens, let's say there's no mortgage left on the home, the kids are grown, you know, and you can leave different assets. That's kind of a form of insurance as well. So, you know, Connor, I guess, you know, for those listeners, you know, life insurance really depends on the situation. It really depends on a person. But the general idea has to do with your age.
Right. No, age is a massive factor there. I've talked to different people about they are thinking about potentially, you know, cashing it in. You know, kids are over 25, 30. They're kind of on their own. They have their own income and stuff. In that case, that's definitely an option and a good option at that. So, yeah, that's that as far as life insurance. And I'm glad that came up. I don't think it's come up in a while. It definitely is important and should be reviewed if you don't have it or you do have it, just to check in to see if it's worthwhile and such.
Right. I've also seen some hybrids. Again, these are for, I'm licensed, but really for professionals that deal with this all day long. There are actually hybrids now in New York State where you actually get life insurance and long-term care. And if you think about it, you know, there's some people that have long-term care policies, and thankfully they stay healthy and they never use it, but they pay a lot of money for it. But these hybrids, life insurance combined with long-term care, you're going to use it somewhere along the way. You're going to get some type of return based on your money going into it. So again, if this is one of your concerns, certainly speak to a professional. That's all they do and so forth. But great question. What else is in that mailbag? What else you got for us, Connor?
Sure. This is a different topic than insurance for sure, more in the investment side. What are your thoughts on municipal bonds?
Very interesting. Again, it always comes down to one's goals. But for let's kind of lay out a definition. A municipal bond is put out by a municipality. I kind of get that. But think of it like Port Authority, New York State Thruway, MTA, Mass Transit Authority. They issue bonds. And by buying those bonds and helping out build bridges or maintain bridges, like the Tappan Zee Bridge, by the way, don't get me started on the Cuomo Bridge this early in the morning. But by buying these type of public works, you get a break from federal tax and state taxes. So if you're in a high income tax bracket, always check with your accountant and professionals. I can never make recommendations, but they're used quite a bit for outside of retirement accounts where people want a decent income and not pay a lot of taxes. So they call something called a tax equivalent yield. So let's say you get 5% on a tax-free bond and you're in a federal bracket of 25% and a state bracket of 5%. It's like getting 7 or 8% return or income, paying the taxes, netting 5.5%. So that's your kind of tax equivalent yield. They tend to be very safe because remember, going over Tappan Zee Bridge, let's say, that's owned by the Port Authority, I believe, or the airports by the Port Authority. There's fees every time someone travels. So if somehow they
boy, are there fees?
Yeah, are they fees? Connor, I used to go to the bridge for like I think 75 cents. I think some of your listeners, you know, go from Westchester to Rockland, Rockland to Westchester, probably remember 25 cents going over the bridge. But you know what? They're monopolies. You say municipalities. The next word, I think, word association. Municipalities are monopolies. So they can raise rates, raise fees, or raise tolls to keep paying those bonds. And again, most businesses, some businesses do very well. Some businesses fail. But remember, businesses can't wake up one morning and say, oh, I'm going to raise it 30% or 20%. They lose a lot of customers. Being monopolistic like these municipalities, well, there you go.
Right. Question, I think though. Cuomo Bridge is $5 to $7, depends on Easy Pass. And I also went over the Whitestone recently because I was going to Jones Beach Theater. And I believe the Whitestone was $11 each way. So,
$11. I mean, they should put your name, Connor Mahoney, on the side of the bridge, you know, like you do with the stadium. If you donate money, they put a brick, you know, out there. But no, it's really amazing. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Finances, co-host Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm Generation X. And Connor's Generation Z. And between, I guess there's Y. But with that, there's a lot of knowledge and a lot of value. So again, we're told we're one of very few, I guess, dynamic duos. I'm going to put it out there, Connor. But, you know, father-son team that's doing programs like this. So we love doing this. We love sharing this with you. And after these messages, we have a lot more questions to go through a mailbag. And we'll get started. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement, certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. We are your co-hosts, Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Questions and answers is our topic. But before we get there, Mike Bennett just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Kind of cool, father-son team here. Not Your Father's Retirement. My father, Connor's grandpa, gosh, he had a pension, he had annuities, healthcare, geez, vision, dental, he had it all. And Not Your Father's, Not Your Mom's, Not Your Mom's. That book for first 20 callers. Here you go. Early bird gets the worm for free. Here we go. 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers will get this book for free. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Sometimes we're answering questions about insurance, we're answering questions about municipalities or municipal bonds, other times about retirement, about taxes, the markets, options. It's all there in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Here we go. Pen, paper, maybe even lipstick. I don't know. Whatever you want to write it on, here's your number, 845-371-0101. 0101. Of course, we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. And if you're driving along these wee hours and the sun's not out yet, chances are you're an essential worker, starting a shift, ending a shift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine on, a Hendrick Hudson alumni like I am as well. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. Then around 6:15 or so, Andy Bell Show. He's got you covered there. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You've heard his accent before. Well, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did or what they didn't do. Local Hudson Valley business news. Been a lot going on lately. And the Hudson Valley Index we created for you at home. So again, that we got you covered every weekday, morning and afternoon. All our information, my TV segments this past week, pretty busy doing that, right, Connor? A lot of different times I've asked to contribute to articles, including CNBC this week and Bloomberg. Articles, educational articles, newsletters, podcasts, radio programs. It's all on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Mahoney, MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? Well, we try to navigate you around these crazy markets, around crazy financial jargon for you to understand what's going on, for you to take action to secure your family. And I love doing the show here with my son, Connor, now. I don't know how many shows we've done now, but a lot of people are really enjoying them,
right?
Especially Generation X, Generation Z. And Connor, before I go to the next question, tell me a little bit about Generation Z, what you guys are all about, gals are all about.
Hey, it really depends who you ask. Another 24-year-old. I am maybe more so the quiet reserve type, as some of my friends are maybe the crazy hustle bustle city type. I'm the country mouse. And then, mouse. there's, it depends on the person for sure. It's all about tech. I think it's this big thing is we're good with technology.
You guys, myself, Generation X. And I'm always asking you, can you get my computer, fix this? And can you set this up? Can you set the Zoom call up? So Connor in our office is a big key because he's technology literate, and some Generation X people like myself, well, we're X. So let's get into more questions. Today's topic, questions and answers by the father and son team, Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney. We tackled before the break about life insurance, what's the need for it, when should you get it. These questions, by the way, I don't even know the questions until Connor asked them. These questions come in through the week. And then we share them because most of these questions that come in, I can imagine you had a question about municipal bonds that we just covered or insurance. And take it away, Connor. What do we have now for our next question?
Yeah, sure. So which is the best fixed account, CDs, treasuries, or a money market?
So at this very moment, I have to be very careful. We got recommendations. That's why you don't really hear so many radio programs these days, especially father-son teams, because compliance is a real pain in the neck. You say this and you have these liabilities. I'm like, I just want to share my knowledge with you all. Gosh, that's a southern draw. What happened to their kind of with you all? Okay. So of the different choices of a CD, I think you said annuity, I like the money market right now. Why? Because money markets right now, again, I'm not talking about the money markets at the national banks. I could go on a rant. I won't go there, but it's disgusting what they're paying. Because real life money markets, like the Vanguard funds, like other ones out there, are paying quite a bit. We just heard Fed Chair Powell probably is going to raise rates a couple of times. So we're not sure this is the right environment to lock in for CDs. Again, people have different opinions. You know, the Federal Reserve telegraphs it pretty well. They're not going to cut rates in the next meeting. We know that, right? They're either going to leave rates alone or go higher. So as long as that's always out there, leave rates alone or go higher, we're in the money market camp because those are variable rates. Those are based on the Fed fund rates and Fed fund futures and a whole bunch of factors. So at some point, though, the Federal Reserve raised rates. They've stopped and said, okay, we're done. Our next move is lower. Yeah, they're going to telegraph that. That's probably a good time to lock yourself into a fixed annuity or a CD. But now, at the very moment where we are in time, here we are, August of 2023, well, today's August, 27th. Because rates are going up, we would actually like money markets over CDs and annuities.
Right. And that's like you said a few times, the Fed does telegraph what's happening next. You can even look up something called Fed Fund Futures, kind of prices the prediction of where the next rates are going next kind of thing.
So do we have the September Fed Fund Futures rate of the chances of them, was it like 15-20% chance they're going to raise rates, kind of a low chance at the moment for raising rates in September?
Right. I could check that and get back to you. Actually, after the break, we will find that out. Yeah, and we'll let you know what exactly the market is pricing as far as rates. So definitely stick around.
Right. So when rates are going down, we want to lock in the rate before rates go lower and lower. But we're on the side where the rates are going up. Inflation is coming down, which is good. But the Federal Reserve is not finished until we get inflation rate at 2%, which is kind of odd. Because to me, I think that ship has sailed. I mean, it'd be nice to go 2% inflation. I think we're sticking around 3.5% or so. But look at last summer, summer 22, where we had inflation at 7%, 8%, 9% year over year, sequential. It was really got kind of crazy. But it is going in the right direction. Maybe the Federal Reserve had, maybe they thread the needle here. They raised rates to slow the economy, but not slow the economy to have a hard landing or otherwise known as recession. So they've done pretty well. Hey, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. We're your hosts, Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. So questions and answers by the Sun team. You heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Now Your Files Retirement. It goes very well with what we talk about here. I urge you to call the office right now, 845-371-0101. Secure your book. The first 20 callers. It's right here in Hudson Valley. This is not an international number. It's not a national, not 1-800. I was born and raised in the Hudson Valley, and here we are. So 845-371-0101. To know more about Mahoney Asset Management, what we do, our little storefront now, which now is a website. That's how you get kind of check the tires, kick the tires. And what we're doing is Mahoney. GPS.com, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS.com, GPS because trying to navigate you around this craziness. There we have our TV segment. So I was on quite a bit this week. Radio, of course, podcast, articles, educational articles, and a newsletter you could sign up for. Every Tuesday evening, we put out an email blast going over the highlights and what's happening. Again, when you sign for our newsletter at Mahoney Asset Management, we don't God, how many times do you do that, Connor? Right? You sign up for a newsletter and they hit you 9 times in a day and you end up deleting it.
There are like 9 times a
just
day.
Just once yes. a week. Now, we're going to get questions, but we were kind of tailing off at the end and we're saying, gee, you know, we're saying money market rates or money market over a CD or a fixed rate instrument, like let's say an annuity perhaps, in a money market because rates are going higher. They telegraph that. So in September, there's something called Fed Fund Futures. And did you figure that out, Connor? What's the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So... Yeah, the Fed Fund Futures trade similar to like there's S&P Futures, NASDAQ Futures, Dow Futures. It kind of trades on probabilities and different things that'll happen next. So as far as Fed Fund Futures for the September 20th contracts, they're called, there is an 80% chance that they keep rates where they are and a 20% chance that they hike them 25 basis points. Fancy way of saying 0.25%. And you can, you know, look this up on the internet. You can look at this Fed watch tool that I'm looking at and see kind of where rates are expected to go next. And of course, this is subject to change based on, incoming data about inflation or jobs and things like that. That'll kind of move this around. But at the moment, about a month out from the rate decision on September 20th, looks like they're going to keep rates where they are.
Yeah, so it's always a meeting that starts on a Tuesday. Then on a Wednesday at 2 o'clock, the announcement comes out about rates. And they use around 2:30, Jerome Powell takes the questions and answers. That's when things get kind of crazy. But at the moment, listen to Connor Mahoney, 80% chance they're not going to raise rates in September. Maybe that's why the market rallied today. Jackson Hole, where Fed Chair Powell and other Fed governors weren't as hawkish. You know, they kind of said, hey, it's data dependent, but that's really interesting. Fed fund futures kind of tracks. This is why he's Generation Z, why I'm Generation X. And there he found the probability that 80% chance they're going to pass, they're going to pause, leave it alone. Only 20% chance they're going to raise rates. So any other questions in that mailbox, Connor?
Yep, absolutely. This is quite a shift of gears again. So what are your thoughts on Bitcoin? Is it a good hedge?
Yeesh. I think you're going to have to answer that one. I don't necessarily like it. I still like traditional investments. That's why I'm Generation X. It comes up quite a bit. First off, if you ever have the really urge to go into cryptos, Bitcoin would be the only one I would even consider. I've never owned it myself. I don't plan on owning it. I like real things like companies, like owning a part of Microsoft, or owning a part of Apple. I like more tangible things, or owning real estate, or owning money market, or things we talk about. This to me just seems all over the place. I know some people have done well with it. I know people have lost a lot of money with it. Most of our listening audience probably has nothing to do with cryptos, but I know it's a Generation Z type of thing. So kind of let you take this more so than I could take cryptos, because for me, it's a flat out, I don't like it. I feel like it's more of a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's definitely a speculative grade investment. That's the grade it gets. A, B, C, D. You know, it's in the D territory. It's speculative, definitely at best. I do think obviously people that got in early, like good for them. Just kind of keep holding it. I don't really know many people that have done that though. And also, yeah, there has been these crypto and NFT kind of like scam programs. That's what I get worried about. And also, it's just so volatile. And I believe Bitcoin and other cryptos do trade largely by algorithms and computers, and it honestly just trails like the NASDAQ at this point. So I think it's really been traded so much by computers at this point, whereas it may not have
it doesn't feel like a level playing field, right? It just doesn't feel that
way. And also everything happened to FTX and some other crypto platforms, you know, with actual Ponzi's going on, that kind of scares me. So it is kind of a stay away. If you're looking for a hedge, honestly, stocks over the long term, probably a good hedge. Some people,
real estate huge, over time has been good.
Yeah. So we're not huge gold fans, but, buy a little chunk of gold and you throw it in your safe. Never hurts, I guess.
Or baseball cards. Hey, so let's answer one more question here. We still got one more time. We've got more time for one more question.
Yeah, no, we end up over embellishing in one question. So last one, and I hope this person isn't actually going through this. What should I do if I think I might get laid off?
Well, that's very interesting. Depends on a whole bunch of factors. If you think you're discriminated against because of age or anything else, always contact an attorney. Little disclaimer there. If you think that's the case, I'm always like kind of proactive. If you think that's coming, maybe talk to your boss and just say, hey, I hope, I've heard some things, but look what I can do. And, some people just take the passive approach. Well, if it happens, it happens. I'd be proactive and go to my first line and say, hey, I've been hearing some things, this is my worth and so forth. But if that does happen, I would seek advice from financial planners, perhaps rolling your money over, speaking to human resources of different things. Maybe they have a severance package. Gosh, there's so many things to cover in a short period of time, but there's a lot of steps one should do if they think they're going to lose their job. Connor, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, hopefully they have some severance package that'll keep you on your feet for a little while. And then obviously, maybe just start job hunting like that day. You may have that gut feeling or you think something's coming too, so you can line something up. And as Ken said, there's, speak to your financial professional if you have one. Maybe they can find a way to get you some interest on, money you may have laying around and such. And also your qualified plan, say at a 401k or 403b there, is able to be rolled over and maybe go into a better investment vehicle or something like that. I guess, like Ken said, just be proactive as possible if you think that's the case.
Right. We've been hearing some more of that. Wow. Time goes so fast, Connor, on Sunday mornings here now. A little sunlight coming through almost. I think was the sunlight starting at 7:05. Now the days are getting short.
It's been cold in the morning, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is. So listen, until next week, again, I'm glad you tuned in to our GPS for Finances. Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney signing off. Until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.